It's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're updating a story that we ran about a year ago, and it has to do with beer, which, if you've ever brewed it yourself, you know it takes just four ingredients.
You've got your water, you've got your hops, which everyone knows about, and you've got your yeast, which is kind of where the magic happens. But
this is Dan Kurzrock, and Dan used to brew his own beer in college.
The most important ingredient is actually grain, basically malted barley. And you take water and you mix it in with the grain, kind of like making a batch of oatmeal.
And oatmeal is the key word here, because when Dan and his friends were making their own beer, they noticed that all the leftover piles of wet barley, well, it smelled kind of like breakfast.
It smelled like bread. It was very fragrant. But none of the brewing books told us what to do with this grain. So we would put it in the dumpster.
All this is happening around 2009, 2010. And a few years later, Dan was in the Bay Area, where craft breweries were booming, and he started to notice that a lot of those breweries, just like him, were churning out huge mounds of leftover spent grain.
It smelled like food, it looked like food, and so it was really pretty low-hanging fruit to think, okay, well, maybe we can make food products out of this.
Now, luckily for Dan, he had a friend named Jordan who had worked in the food business. And so they teamed up and called a bunch of small breweries in the Bay Area, and they started to drive around with these big plastic tubs to pick up all of this used grain.
Yeah, well, I threw out my back a few times doing this, and then we got dollies, and yeah, it was heavy.
So anyway, they take those heavy tubs of barley to Jordan's parents' house and just experiment.
I took my now mother-in-law's recipe for loose granola. It had oats in it, it had flax, honey, cinnamon.
So they went back and forth with the recipe, and eventually they decided to turn the granola into snack bars.
Low sugar, high fiber, with a great eating experience. It's not a mush bar. It kind of eats like a Rice Krispie treat.
Dan and Jordan, of course, tested the snack bars on friends and at farmers markets, and some of the feedback was not so great.
People found the bars to be a bit dry and to be a bit pokey.
Wait, pokey?
Pokey, yeah. So the grain is quite sharp, and so it would get stuck in people's teeth. And one of the mouthfeel descriptors that we got pretty consistently was pokey.
So to eliminate the pokiness, Dan and Jordan decided to grind the beer grain into more of a flour.
And then from there, that really solved the texture issue. So we did launch, you know, now we have a great product that's selling really well. We've got another one on the way.
The snack bars are now on sale in regional chains in many parts of the U.S. and on Amazon. Since we last spoke with Dan, he and Jordan have managed to get their bars into Whole Foods in 8 different states. And when we first ran this story, both Dan and Jordan had just quit their day jobs to run the company. Now, more than a year later, they're finally able to pay themselves a salary.
You know, I'm not buying a house anytime soon, unless I take a down payment and then, you know, nutrition bars. Let me know if you know any realtors that will do that.
Dan and Jordan's company is called Regrained, and by the way, Regrained snack bars do not taste like beer, but they do have beery names like Chocolate Coffee Stout and Honey Cinnamon IPA. If you want to find out more about Regrained or hear previous episodes of our show, head to our new podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're up to.